With capital funding secured and grant money in motion, the Wrangell Cooperative Association is gearing up to begin the first stages of the Chief Shake's Tribal House renovation. This past week, architect Vlad Irmisu was in Wrangell to finalize timber cuts for the project and discuss the next stages of design with the WCA. WCA President John Martin says the next step is to begin training carvers for the adzing process.
This is a moment of excitement for us. We've had a series of them, and this is just another large step. But when we have carvers on the island, we have carvers in the shed, we have chips flying, then we know we're headed to the island, and that's exciting.
On August 5th, Master Carver Wayne Price from Haynes will begin preparing for the adzing classes and making sure they are prepped with all the necessary tools and materials. Along with Price, fellow Master Carver Steve Brown will be conducting the classes. Students will be taught on how to make traditional adzing tools, followed by step-by-step training on how to do traditional adzing work. Martin says the ultimate goal is to develop local carvers in Wrangell.
The ultimate goal is that we can find at least two committed apprentices to work with us on Shake's Island. And the situation will have two master carvers, two intermediate carvers, and two local apprentice carvers. And we want those carvers to be working right on site with them on a regular basis and be able to receive instruction.
Adzing classes will be held Friday, August 12th through Sunday, August 14th. Martin says classes will have 6 to 8 students and additional classes will be added if needed. Classes cost $25 per student and some scholarships are available. To register, visit the tribal office or call 874-4304. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.